Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Hello and welcome to Core Finance. This is the morning show with me, Matt Brown. I'm joined today by Mike Van Dolken, who is head of research at Ascendo Markets. How are you today, Mike?
Very well, thank you.
Well, thanks very much for coming on to our morning show. Let's kick off with the big headline. Well, markets edge higher as investors await the Fed. So we've had a little bit of a push higher. FTSE lagging a little bit. What do you make of the markets this morning?
Yeah, I mean, it was a more gains for the US on Friday, more record highs, and that was that flowed into Asia overnight, although we have had the Japanese on holiday. So futures for the US are still pointing further north. The German DAX has made a good start to the week. The FTSE is kind of the odd one out. It got a real hammering due to that very strong sterling. You know, the Bank of England really put a fire underneath sterling late last week, and that that proved a big hindrance for the FTSE, which... it means that the value of profits and dividends are worth less in pounds once we translate them. So it took a knock. It's found some support. It's not made the most convincing of starts to the week, but at least we are positive. We are off the lows. And we had a thankfully uneventful weekend in terms of geopolitics. Obviously, events closer to home keep London a little bit on edge. But for the moment, it's been a calm start to a week, which will include, of course, the Fed giving its latest update and assessment. Expectations are not for another rate hike just yet. I think that would be premature, but we're likely to hear more about them starting to unwind their balance sheet, which is their next branch of policy normalisation, having already tapered their QE to nothing and started raising rates. Now, stopping the reinvestment of maturing bonds is their next branch of gradual policy normalisation, weaning markets off all that cheap money we've had for so long.
Fantastic. So we'll look forward to that in the middle of the week. But looking at a stock that seems to be performing quite well today, BAE Systems. Well, what's
yes.
the story behind this?
So it's reacting well to news of the Qataris signing a letter of intent with the British government to buy, I think it's 24 Typhoon fighter jets, which is obviously a benefit for our defence sector. That could be worth, you know, I think they're worth 70 to 90 million pounds a pop, so that's potentially a good deal for BAE Systems. As yet, it's a letter of intent. Don't forget the Qatari situation's a fragile one in the Middle East, and of course, you know, it may this may affect relations between both, you know, the British and the Saudis. So as yet, it's not signed, sealed, delivered just yet, but the share's benefiting on the possibility of that inflow of money.
And certainly, defence stocks at the moment are probably quite an interesting play. You mentioned at the start of the show the geopolitical play. I mean, is this something an area investors maybe are now looking at with everything going on in the world at the moment?
Yeah, while we have, you know, an unsettled situation, shall we say, with regards to North Korea and the threat that represents, these stocks have benefited from the perception they act as kind of a safe haven. Don't forget also we've got some M&A from the US over the weekend with Northrop Grumman spending, I think, $7 billion on a pier. So a bit of sector consolidation there that is also adding to the good news from the Qataris over the weekend.
Understood. And looking at a smaller stock, Petra Diamonds, not a positive story this morning. What's the background on this one?
No, it's as the name suggests, the diamond miner, they're actually just struck problems recently in terms of the Tanzanian government doing the same thing it did to Acacia Mining,
yes,
which is questioning the value of what these companies are exporting. believing that the companies are actually understating it, which would mean they're paying the government less royalties. So they've kind of frozen the exportability, if you like, of both companies. KC Mining's been hit very hard. Petra Diamonds is beginning to feel the pinch. This morning's results show revenues higher, unfortunately profits down, adjusted profits even more down, net debt is up, and it's said, you know, negatively impacted by difficulties with the mines, just putting it bluntly, as well as a stronger rand versus the dollars, making the value of their exports worth a bit less.
Understood. Not good news for Petra then. Looking at the pound, and you already mentioned, obviously we had the uplift last week on the back of the Bank of England. 135.43. I mean, that's an incredible move, certainly on cable.
Indeed. I think last time I was here, we were looking at a trend line of potential resistance, which we just flew through late last week. So we had the Bank of England came out with a more hawkish assessment of whether a rate hike was due, and they were teeing us up, it sounds like, for something within the coming months. And that was followed up by the comments from the supposedly very dovish member, an uber dove, as they say, who was, you know, saying, yes, I'm in agreement with that. So it was a real volte-face from him, and that just, but by the end of the week, you know, sterling was touching 136 against the dollar, levels we haven't seen since Brexit, and again versus the euro, I think it's its strongest in a couple of months, and I think we may be seeing a bit of resistance versus the, so I look at it pound euro, we may be looking at a bit of resistance, so this would be support down here for euro pound, but as for sterling dollar, the issue now is the upside could be capped for the pound if we see a very hawkish update from the Fed on Wednesday evening.
We'll look out for that. Core number, 2,500, fairly round. What's this number? That's make a guess.
So that'll be the S&P, which has got through that major hurdle. As I said at the beginning, the US bourse has made a strong finish to the week, and indeed their futures have made a strong start to this week already. So it's a key hurdle to get through. It's a bit like when the Dow Jones went through 20,000, 21,000.
Keeps going.
Exactly. So this may well get the US investors excited into this week, and, you know, see it push on further.
Understood. And finally, looking ahead, well, just for today, Bank of England Carney speaking, I believe, is speaking at the IMF.
That's right.
So do you think there'll be any guidance here with regards to, obviously, everything that happened last week with the Bank of England?
So we're speaking at the IMF in Washington. I believe it's more of a lecture, a banking-related lecture. I'd be surprised if we get anything really meaningful, given how recently the Bank of England and indeed one of its members spoke. I actually wonder whether it was coincidence about who spoke at the end of last week to really, you know, give the back up that hawkish assessment. Like, look, even our most uber dove is thinking this way now. So it may well be that we get nothing, but as always, when a governor speaks, the market pays a lot of attention. They'll be looking for any hints whatsoever about the path for policy normalisation as it is for the Bank of England, and whether we should expect something indeed in the coming months.
And speaking of expectations, anything else on the radar this week to look out for?
So we've got the, as I said, the Fed this week. Of course, Prime Minister May speaking at the end of the week in Florence. How she will, you know, give the latest lay of the land in terms of the UK and Brexit, especially in light of what some are saying was maybe Boris Johnson jostling for a leadership position.
That backseat driver there.
Yeah, about taking a position which is not quite following the leadership message. So how those two are. Could be at odds with each other, could set us up for another interesting weekend, and it could indeed have a bearing on the pound and on the FTSE.
Understood. Well, Mike, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.